Thanks for reminding me. Okay, now we're good.
Okay. We spent a lot of time discussing stoma. This stoma is kosher in karbanos. The Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis says stoma olam nami lebayin shekova. It sounds like stoma mamis equals lishma, and it's really that simple. Except for one funny line in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Ma'aseh Karbanos, Dalid Yud says, Kol hazvachim sharcha oved shidei machshav l'shem hazevach l'shem baylov v'shas vicho v'shas kol hazadam v'shas holoch l'adam v'shas v'katzor l'zbeyach sh'nemar, etc. V'im shachat v'avad shar avodo stam v'lo chishev klal v'olo v'shlamim harei hen k'sher v'olo l'bayim. Right? If you did it stam and didn't think at all, then it is kosher and olo l'bayim. Except the Rambam adds in two seemingly unnecessary words, ba'olo v'shlamim. So these are very mysterious words that would seem to imply that ola and shlamim, yes, stam is kosher, and ola the bailim, but in some other karbanos, let's say chatas, then stam is not kosher, or at least, let's say it's kosher, not ola the bailim. This is a bit of a difficult deal because it's against the words of Abaye on the Gemara we learned in that Bevavim days, that on the third to last and second to last line of the Vavim Beis, Amarle Abaye, Demolo Haya Klal Kusher. If you didn't think anything, Kusher Umaratze. It's Kusher Umaratze. I mean, it's all the same Bible. It's Ritzoy. As opposed to Haya Gleevil Shem Chulin Kusher Umaratze. Okay, so the Shem Chulin might be Kusher Umaratze. But Abaye says, Stam is Kusher Umaratze. So that's very, very foolish. That the one place the Gemara deals with this, the Gemara says on Daf Beis and Beis, Stam is Kasher Va'ol Shem Bailim. The Gemara says that Me'vavah Beis, specifically the Chatas, which is the most chaver of all the Karbanos, that it's Kasher Umaratzeh, seems to be very, very clear in the Gemara that Stama is 100% Kasher, just as good as Lashma, except that the Rambam throws in these words, Ola Ushlamim, which is a little tricky. So what do we do with the Rambam in Ma'aser Karbanos Dalet Yud, where he says, Ba'ola uvishlamin. This is a very tricky one. Says the Kesef Mishnah, says the Kesef Mishnah, that must come to exclude Ba'ola uvishlamin, it's kashua ola labaylin, but in Chatas uPesach, it's not ola l'shem chova. But he says that's very difficult, because that's not true. Right? It's not true. Stam is like Lishma, and Lishma is Kashuva Olu Lebailim, and he doesn't quote here, but the other Mefarshim quote, the Gemara, is explicit about it. So it gets a little tricky. Lamaisa, we have three options of how to deal with the Rambam here. What about the evidence from one option is what the Lecha Mishnah and the Mishnah Melech says the same thing here, and he says it very tersely. Rusa, Melech Mishnah, and the Mishnah Melech, and many of the later Achronim take this approach. They say that the Rambam is Lav Davka, and really, the Chol Hazvachim, Hasher, Ve'Allah, Mashim Chova, and the main reason why they say this is number one, the Rambam doesn't actually say anywhere that it, in Chatas and Pesach, it's not Olul Shem Chova, which he could have if he had so desired and helped to live with Dushim. And because of the Gemara and Daf and Vav on the days. Right, what's the proof? The proof is Abaye on Daf Mem Vav on the days, talking about, says a Chatas Stam is Kasher Umaratze. Right, so therefore Olin Shlomim can't be Dafka. Why did the Rambam say Olin Shlomim? Here it gets a little tricky. you might say, because the Rambam only quotes Psukim, the Rambam, I'm not talking about the Gemara, only quotes Psukim that you need Lashma here about Olin Shlomim. Right, in Halacha Yud, he quotes a Pasuk about Shlomim, and in Halacha Yud Aleph, he quotes not a Pasuk, but he mentions and hints at a Pasuk about Ola, even though he doesn't quote it. So he says in Olin Shlomim, where it says the Psukim, it's still okay. Certainly okay in other things where it doesn't say any where it doesn't say any psukim. That's what the Lechem Mishnah says, Revusa Shmina, and even though the Iker Lashma is in Shlomim and Ola, it's still kosher, and certainly in everything else. Okay, it's a little tricky, just because, I guess, if you're reading the Rambam in order, right, you haven't gotten to Psulim Kedoshim yet, you don't know that Kantos is more Chomer. Right, all you know is that he quoted Psukim about Shlomim and Psukim about Ola. Says, B'chaz Shlomim v'Ola, it's okay. And you might think, and Paul should gain everything else. But it's still a little strange. Like, why did he have to add in the words? He could have just skipped it. Like, he didn't need the words. It would have been just fine if he had said, V'avat shachat, v'avat sharvot of stam, v'luchishiv klal, harein ksherim, v'on labaylim. So, it's a little dachuk, but I understand they don't want to make chidushim, they don't want to go against the Gemara. The other option is
what the Kesef Mishnah understands,
and many other achronim, is that what the Rebbe is trying to say, he doesn't understand how it works, is that stam ve'ola u'shlamim is kasha ve'ala l'shem chova, but stam ve'chatas u'pesach is kasha ve'lo ala l'shem chova. Right, and that's why the Rambam says Ola and Shlomim here. And what's the principle here? The principle is what they call, some of the Achronim call Nachis Chad Darga. Stam is, Chatas and Pesach are always one step more chomer than other Karbanos. So what's the principle? The principle is Chatas and Pesach are always one step more chomer than others. What do I mean by this? If it's shelo lishma, they are puzzle as opposed to kosher below Allah. That's shelo lishma. They're one step more machmer. So they're also one step more machmer by stam. If it's stam, they are kosher below Allah as opposed to kasher to Allah, and that's the, don't think the principle of Chatas and Pesach is just one point that they're pasul shel lishma. The point is that they're always more machmer in terms of the need of lishma. They're always one step more chomer. Okay, so just like they're one step more chomer by lo lishma, they're one step more chomer by stama. That is the svara for the understanding of the Kesef Mishnah. The Evanaz also takes this understanding, and many many other achronim, probably most achronim, take this understanding. What do you do with the Gemara Daf Vav and Beis that Abaye says kasher umaratze? What?
It's against Abaye.
So it's against Abaye. What gives him the right to go against Abaye if he has no one else on his side? He's like, he's like Rava. Where does Rava say anything about this? Rava where? Good, Rava always beats Abaye. Where does he find Rava? Right? So here is not so clear. Here is not so clear where he finds anything about Rava. There's Rava who disagrees, but Rava also says, Rava also says, 1 second. Oh, actually, hold on, I take it back. Did I make a mistake here? Amalei Abaye Dima Lo Hayakal Kasher Maratza Hahaya Believe L'Shem Chulin Kasher Ve'Eino Maratza. He's not talking about Chatos there, Abaye. He's not talking about. Is he talking about Chatos? Masiv Rabba. I'm Rav Yosi. Afish Lo Believe L'Shem Echem Kalei Lo Kasher Shufnai Bezdin Taimish Lo Hayu Believe L'Klal Hahaya Believe L'Shem Chulin Pasul L'Chori. Is even talking about Chatos, because Chatas is in this Mishnah, right? V'chatas v'asham l'shem chet. And then a Rabbi Yossi, v'mishlo ha'yu b'livo. It sounds like even in Chatas, yeah, a Rabbi says maybe l'shem chulin is possible. He says no. Stam is kasher maratza.
Rashi mentions the Chatas.
Okay. So where's Rava? Rava's on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. What? Well, it might say Rava, it might say Rabbi.
Okay.
Right? The problem is, that it's hard to rely on. Well, I don't know what your Gemara says. Mine says Rabba.
Yeah, I wasn't even as
something. Okay. The problem is that what does Rabba say there? He says that L'shem Kulin is possible. We don't possibly L'shem Kulin is possible. Mm-hmm. So where are you going to get Rabba? So I think the Ibn Azal is trying to say he gets Rabba from Daf Gimel and Aleph. Remember, there is on Beis Amud Beis, Ravina said to Rav Papa, you missed out on a lot of fun in the Beis Medrash because Rava asked lots of great stiras and answered them. Right. And then there were more. Right? On the middle of Gimel and Aleph, which we read, I believe, he asked another stira. How come Chatos L'Shem Ola L'Shem Kulin is Kasher? And what was his answer? Chatos L'Shem Kulin is Kasher because Chatos L'Shem Kulin is the same as Stam. And Stam is Kasher. So Rava equated Chatos L'Shem Kulin with Stam. Abaye differentiated Stam from L'Shem Kulin. He said Stam is Kasher Maratza, L'Shem Kulin is Chatzer Kasher Ein Maratza. But Rava equated L'Shem Kulin with Stam. Now, if Rava equated L'Shem Kulin with Stam, what can you do? We'll see. You can take this in the other direction. But what do you do with? How do you? What about Abaye? So the answer is Rava on Daf Yom and Aleph equated. Now, of course, you don't have to take this as a complete equation, but you could equate it Stam and L'Shem Kulin. That's what Rava says. L'Shem Kulin is just Stam. If so, then that's against Abaye, who differentiated between them. Now, of course, you can take it two ways. You could say Rava equated L'Shem Kulin and Stam, and they're both Kasher Maratza, which is the Melchamos and Rosh Hashanah. Or you could say Rava equated them, and they're both Kasher Eina Maratza. It's a 50-50. So the Rambam picked, for whatever reason, one side of the 50-50. You could say, what about Abaye? So the answer is, therefore, Mefi Rava, and Rava always beats Abaye, as we point out, just like L'Shem Chulin is Kosher V'Eino Meratze, so too Stam is Kosher Ve'eno Meratze. And Rava is specifically talking about Chatas. Right? Rava is specifically talking about Chatas on Daf Gimel and Aleph. He's not talking about all Karbonos. And Rava is talking about Chatas. So therefore, you could say, again, you could have taken a Daf Gimel and Dafka. He just has to make three assumptions. Number one, Rava Davka means to equate L'Shem Chulin and Stama. Not that they're similar, they're mamish the same. Number two, if they're mamish the same, then they're both, are they both Kasher Maratza or both Kasher Ein Maratza? They're both Kasher Ein Maratza. And Rava specifically talking about Chatas, not about all Karbanos. Okay, then he is a mucker of Rava against Abaye. He can get rid of Abaye and paskin that Chatas L'Shem Chatas Stam is Kasher Ein Maratza. What's unique about Chatas? Chatas goes together with Pesach, according to the Kesset Mishnah and many Achronim, because the principle of Chatas and Pesach is that they're always one step more chomer. Ellie.
And that's beforeish what he says in Pesach and Chatas as well, meaning Pesach is for Chatas and Chulin. So meaning that everybody could run.
We know that Chatas and Shem Chulin
is a little old, meaning exactly what we're saying over here.
Is exactly just like Chatas Shem Kulin is Kasher Lo Alam. Likewise, Chatas Stam.
Yes, which we'll have to get to.
But let's get to that. Okay, I just wanted to point out that the Radvaz has a. I hope people manage to find the Radvaz. For some reason, it's not in the Bar Ilan. I don't know why. It's only in the Frankel Rambam. The Radvaz actually has a different read of the Rambam. What's the difference between the Radvaz and the Kesset Mishnah? And I would say Rov Achronim understand the Rambam this way. Mm-hmm. What does the Radvaz understand? The Radvaz understands that it is Davka. Stam Ve'ola Ushlamim is Kasher Ve'ola. But what does the Radvaz think that the Rambam is excluding? Is he excluding Chatzis and Pesach because of the principle of one step more chamer? Did anyone notice the difference between the Radvaz and the Kesset Mishnah?
Well, the Kesef Mishnah says lav dafka all along, right?
No, the Kesef Mishnah says dafka. He just asks the Sarkim.
Oh, he says not. Yeah, not the Mishnah.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So is the Radvaz the same as the Kesef Mishnah? Okay, I apologize. I didn't bring it with me. I don't think it's in this. No, it's not in this one. You'll have to take my word for it. Okay, but if you think I'm a liar, you're welcome to go down and check in the Frank and Rama. Or in the Masifta. I assume the Masifta knows this as well. The Radvaz says, Stam ba'olu shlam b'kashar v'Allah. But what's the opposite of olu shlamim? Here is an interesting diuk. If you're talking about karbanos, the Rama introduces Maaser karbanos, saying, it's a funny introduction. How many types of karbanos are there? He could have, but he happens not to say that. He says, there are four kinds of karbanos, olu shlamim, chatos, and asham. And then there's another three called Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach. It's interesting how he explains that. Hopefully we'll get a chance to explain at some point why he thinks that's the proper division. Okay, but no, the Mishnah in Yevukama just goes in order. It doesn't say there's four and then three.
There's the last Mishnah.
Okay, but the Mishnah doesn't indicate there's some quantum leap necessarily. I mean, it could have just been that happened to be the order, right? They went from most applications of blood to least applications of blood. Right? So you're right, but I wouldn't make a big deal of the Mishnah. And those are all the ones that are Matana Achas. But the Rambam seems to say there's four. There's Ola Shlomo, I'll read in the beginning of Maaser Karbanos. When the Rambam introduces the world of Zvachim, and it is fascinating how he introduces the world of Zvachim, says the Rambam, he says, Kol HaKarbanos Bein Shel Tzibur Bein Shel Yachad Arba Aminim. Ola V'chatas V'ashem U'shlomim. There are four kinds of Karbanos. And there are another three. Okay, there are four, maybe just because there are four that apply Bein Betzibur, Bein B'Yachid. There are three that only the Yachid, Pesach, Korban, Maaser. Okay, maybe that's just because those three are only B'Yachid. Leave that. But, nonetheless, if you're saying Olam Shlomim, what are you excluding? Chatas and Asham. Okay. Right? Who says you're excluding Chatas? Maybe you're excluding Chatas and Asham. So says the Radvaz, Stam, Bechatas v'asham is kosher v'lo Allah. The Rambam's not saying Olin Shlomim as opposed to Chatas and Pesach. The Radvaz doesn't commit himself about Pesach. Okay. He's saying Olin Shlomim as opposed to Chatas v'asham. Okay. And if you think about it, like, where's Asham? If he's only excluding Chatas and Pesach, then what happened to Asham? It doesn't bother me so much what happened to Pesach. You know what? There's a Hilchos Korban Pesach. We don't always have to relate to Hilchos Pesach here. But what happened to Asham? Says the Radvaz, and even though I haven't found a lot of Achronim who agree with the Radvaz, but I'm very attracted to this because Olo Shlomim sounds like it's excluding Chatas and Asham. Chatas and Asham is kosher for Ola, in which case the principle has nothing to do with being one step more chomer, because Asham Shalol Shavas kosher. What does the principle seem to be here? What's unique, of course, about Chatas and Asham? After all, read the Mishnah, Daf and Bav and Beis, or the Rambam. V'achatas. Exactly. V'hashochi chatas v'asham tzar shiyam achshav tol shem oso achik shabalav. Right? Chatas and asham, you have to think about the chait. Meaning chatas and asham are unique. We know that Ola is mechaperas on some level. But still, Ola is not coming to atone for a certain sin. Okay, the experience of Ola gives you a certain spiritual purity. But the Chatas and Asham are unique in that they're coming for a certain sin. Chatas v'Asham l'shem chait. They're coming for a kapara of a particular chait. Right? You don't just stam bring a Chatas and an Asham. At least we pass, you don't stam bring an Asham. You bring it for a particular chait. So, what might the principle be here? The principle might be that in order to have a kosher karban, and in order to be yotzei an obligation of bringing a karban, it might be enough to do stam. But in order to get kapara on your chait, you actually need to have a positive lishma. To get kapara on your chait, you need to positively bring it for this chait. And that's actually a very reasonable principle. After all, it's one thing to say, I was chayit to bring an ola, I brought an ola. But say, I was chayit to bring an ola, I brought an ola. Even if it was stam, I brought an ola. I didn't mess it up. But to say, I'm putting this in the kapara on myself, and I didn't even have kavana that it should be mechaper. Maybe you can't have kapara without positive kavana. So what's the principle? The principle then might be that kapara schait needs positive conscious lishma. Stoma is not good enough. Stoma is good enough to be yotzei an obligation to bring a karban, but not to get your kapara.
What about at the time of the
And even if you're makdish it, clearly you're makdish the chatas for this chait. This chata is for my eating chalav on Wednesday. And therefore, maybe the chetza would have certain lishma in the chetza. Maybe that's not good enough for kapara. For kapara, you actually need to be makrevit lishma. Just a mashal, a dog mud over domer, for example, the Gemara says, the machlokas, this is how the Rambam paskins, that if I want to bring a carbon on your behalf, if I want to bring a carbon on your behalf, if it's olor or shlamin, as long as you said, okay, go bring the carbon, then I can go and bring it on your behalf. Even if later on you change your mind or you don't know about it or you're not interested. In chatas and asham, I have to check with you when I'm ready to actually be makar of the carbon. And you need to agree that you want to be makar of this carbon for your sake. In chatas and asham, because it's coming to you, in chapar chait, you need more of a... Now that's the bayin, this is the oved, I understand. But you need more kavana because to be mechaper for the chait, which is a much more specific goal, not just be yotzi an obligation. It's not that you're not yotzi your obligation, chas and asham. It's that you're not mechaper for your chait. And therefore you haven't been yotzi your obligation. To be mechaper for a chait, you need a more specific kavana. It's not enough that the chefta was once defined as for this chait. You need to bring it to be mechaper for this chait.
So they don't have to be there at the time of the...
No, they don't have to be there. They just have to authorize someone to bring it for their chait, and then the person will bring it for their chait. Yeah, then the person maybe is their shliach, or maybe is continuing them. That's okay. You can have a shliach.
But if the whole point is that for chait you need kapar, you need, shouldn't it be the bialim and not the oakdom? I mean, it's kind of like to make it into a tshuva, transformative process.
Correct. Correct. There's a limit to how much you can make it into a tshuva, transformative process, because after all, we're talking about the ovdim and not the bailim. But nonetheless, the ovdim are bringing it on behalf of the bailim. Right, you're right. The bailim might have done tshuva, it's just the ovdim brought it stam. But even the ovdim are, after all, they may or may not be, let's assume they are acting on behalf of the Bible at some level. Again, most posts assume in the Sugya and Kiddushin that the Gvanim are partially Shluchim Hashem and partially Shluchim Vas. So the Shluchim also need to bring it for Kapara of this chait. Because Kapara Sachait is something very specific. I don't mean because the person has to do tshuva. The person might have done tshuva. I just mean because of this carbon has come to me, Kapar Chait, L'shem Oso Hachait, L'shem osachet, that you need a positive kavana that this should atone for this particular chet. It's not enough that it's just a kosher karba.
And then, for Ola, mitzvah mitzvah essay.
Okay, so you have to say that's not a kapar for a specific chet. That's just a general, being good standing.
Can we recite something like that about the korban pesach too, that it needs a higher level of lishma because it's. So, the specific external purpose. Correct.
Then we will get to that in a minute. Okay, so there's just three ways of reading this Rambam. It is a funny Rambam while he has Olu Shlomo, I admit. This Rambam is a surprise. I would really have thought Stam was just 100% nothing to talk about. Ein al mal daber. The Rambam all of a sudden throws us a curveball. He says, but Olu Shlomo is Kashuva Allah. You could take a Lav Dafka. I'm very tempted to take a Lav Dafka because then it fits everything and it doesn't mess up and you don't have Chidushim. And also because, not just because then you don't have to have fancy answers to the Gemara. Because, he never sort of follows up and says, but in Chatas and the other Karbanos, it's different, which you would have liked him to do. But if you take a Davka, most people take a Davka as opposed to Chatas to Pesach, and the principle is one step down. But I'm attracted to the Radvaz, who takes a Davka as opposed to Chatas V'asham, without necessarily committing himself about Pesach. And the principle is about one step down, which is a principle I don't really love anyway. The principle is that kaparas chait mesuyam, right? Kapara for a specific chait, that needs a more positive lishma. To atone for a chait, you need to positively bring this for the sake of this chait, and it's not enough to just have stam not mess it up.
Even after tonight Vezdin, where everything is brought stam?
Even after, keep in mind, for the Rambam, that's not a problem, because the Rambam, the tonight Vezdin, was just that the Bailim shouldn't do lishma. The Ovid still has to do lishma. Even after the Taibezin, the Ovid has to do the Shema. So Dafka for the Rambam, the Shita stays at work. Rashi wouldn't say this, it's only the Rambam. I don't think anyone else would agree with this. I think there's only in the Rambam, but the Rambam says something, so we have to deal with it. Okay, let us then go on in the Gemara.
But even though the word Pesach is likened to Chatos.
Even though Pesach is likened to Chatos.
But as far as certain things, yes, and certain things, no.
Correct. The Gemara never actually compares Pesach to Chatos. They each have their own limud, as we'll see in the next few plot. So they're similar, but I don't think they're totally Havaha.
So the degree of Lishma would not be, even though Pesach is not for all of Chait.
Right. I'm not convinced that the Rambam would be Machmor and Stam of Pesach, necessarily. Mm-hmm. I'm not convinced. I can't prove it either way, but I'm not convinced. Okay, let's go on in the Gemara a little. Says the Gemara, we'll see if we have time to go back to some of the details of Gittin, because Gittin is a big topic that we need to spend a whole year on, which we will in 2 years, I think. 3 years, whenever it comes up, in the schedule. The Gemara then asks, we're at the bottom of the Beis Amud Beis. We got to get the Stam Apostle Minalon, 6 lines from the 7 lines to the end. How does the Gemara know when they ask the Stira, how come Stam is possible by get and Kosher by Zvachin? How do they Taka know that Stam is possible by get? Elaim, how does that how you open Bershok, Bershama, Sofrim, Makar, and Ish Ploni Girish, Plonis, Makam Ploni, Vamar Zeshemi, Vzeshem, Ishdi, Apostle, Garish Bo. This sounds like a scene from a movie. Right? The guy was living very happily married. All of a sudden, passed through the shuk, and the sofrim are training their apprentices. And they say, okay, Yaakov ben Usher from Forest Hills is divorcing his wife, Sarah Bas Ruvain. He says, hey, that's me. Must be. It's time to move on and try my luck with someone else. And he decides to divorce. It is Pasol. So that proves that Stam is Pasol. So the answer is no. Don't look at your papa. Dumb Rapapa, Hacham is Sofer, Mazuin, Lislami, don't skin it. Okay, I already built in the answer here. Rapapa says it's not a Sofer who's actually writing a get for people like that. Stam. These are just a Sofer practicing with his apprentices, and therefore, Velo Echel Shem Krisos Cloud. This is not a case of Stam. Stam means Stam for whoever wants to divorce. Here, he's only writing it for practice. That's not Stam. That is for non divorce. So that's worse than Stam. So that doesn't prove Stam is possible. Elmiha, yes, or Alkane, Kasal Lagarish Ishtova, Nimlach, Mitsoban, Iro, Vermel, Shmika, Shim, Chav, Shem, Ishti, Shem, Ishtacha, Pasal Lagarishbo. Not only that, the Mishnah says, if a guy wrote a get to divorce his wife and changed his mind, but he had another guy from his city with the same name, his wife had the same name, it's Pasal for the other guy. So doesn't that prove Stam is Pasal? The Gemara answer is no, Dilmashani Hasan, Dilmashani Hasan, Dilmashani Hasan, that's not Stam, that's for a different person. That's for Yaakov, this Yaakov, not for that Yaakov. So of course that's not Stam. That's Mamish, like the shame of different carbon. That's the shame of different person. It's even funny what the Havmina was. Like, why was there a Havmina that says Stam? So Tosu says, and the Shidu Gemetz expands a little, Bedochak, I don't have a better answer. Maybe, since the guy changed his mind, therefore we see he was not really serious about divorcing in the first place, and he probably had in mind Stam. That was the Havmina. Anyone who changed his mind probably just meant Stam, and didn't think he would necessarily divorce and wanted to leave his options open. So Gamash, well, no, he meant to divorce. He changed his mind, but originally he meant to divorce, and it was Shalol Shmucks, it was for Yaakov 1, not for Yaakov 2. Elami, ha, Yesrael King, Yeshua, Shnei Nashim, Shem, same Shavos, Kasal, Yarsh, the Girl, Lo, Yarsh, Lo, Saktana. And again, here we have a Havamina, that if he has two wives of the same name, and he wrote for the older one, he can't use it for the younger one. We had a Havamina, maybe he really wrote it Stam, whoever has two wives of the same name, probably. Wrote it Stam. No, Dilmashami Hasan, Integlis Shem Gerishin Dahi. No, that was for specifically the Gerishin of the older wife. That's not Stam. That's Davka Shalolishma of the younger wife, because it's for the older wife. Elameha, yes, or Alkane, Armor Lavler, So, Vilez Shagari, Erzah Garish. If he said to the sofer, write, and it should be Lashma for whichever one I want to divorce. That taka sounds like Stam, right? And I'll use it for either one. So doesn't that prove Stam is Pasol? The Gemara says, no. Dilmashami Hasan, Dein Breira. Maybe that's different because Ein Breira, meaning he was trying to use Breira, retroactive clarification. He didn't tell the sofer to write Stam. He told the sofer to write for whoever I end up using it for. Meaning, retroactively, if I end up using it for the older one, it's for the older one. If I end up using it for the younger one, it's for the younger one. And therefore, it wasn't Stam, because it was sort of halfway, maybe, for the wrong wife. Elmiha, the real proof is, HaKosik Tosei Gittin Sar Sheinech Makom Ha'isha Makom Ha'isha Umakom Ha'idim Makom Ha'zman. When a sofer in advance writes, you know, like you could buy the ksubas with the blanks? When he writes the Gittin and leaves the blanks, he has to leave out, when he writes in advance, the name of the man and the name of the woman and the place where the Edom sign and the place where he writes the date. Farmer Yehudam Shmuel, after all those things might just be for technical reasons. But Amr Yehudam Shmuel, after Shinich Bakamar Yitmuteris Chal Adam,
he has to leave out Harayat Mutaris L'Kol Adam. He can't write Harayat Mutaris L'Kol Adam until the husband comes and says, I want to divorce my wife, and he has this particular husband and this particular wife. Only then can he write Harayat Mutaris L'Kol Adam. So what does that prove? That proves that what's so bad about writing it? There's no technical problem with writing Harayat Mutaris L'Kol Adam in advance. That proves that Harayat Mutaris L'Kol Adam needs to be written L'Shma, because that's the ikar of the get. And if he writes it Stam, here he's not talking about practicing. And he's not talking about for someone else. He's not talking about retroactive clarification for who it is. He's just writing it Stam in advance. So that proves that Stam is possible, and that was what was underlied our earlier discussion. Su Rami Milsi Achrisi. Right, then he had another stira. Mi Am Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Chatas Shach L'Shem Ola P'sula. Do we say that a Chatas, if it's Shach L'Shem Ola, it's possible. But L'Shem Chulin, it's kosher. Alma demina machrava glav mina lo machrava, which we'll get into a lot in the next year. We see something in the ballpark, like chatos shem ola ruins it, because ola is a different machshava of kachin that ruins it. But something out of the ballpark, like the shem chulin, is just so ridiculous that it doesn't have any effect at all. Like you can't even think that it should be chulin because it's not chulin; it's out of the ballpark. And therefore, that's like saying I'm shechting this chatos so that it should be, you know, a flying octopus. Okay, that's very nice, but you haven't really said anything, because that's just silly, and we discount it. So it doesn't ruin it. So we see from here that a shalol shema that's ridiculous, that's out of the ballpark, is not a problem. But, remini, kol get shenech l'shol shom isha pasol, b'afil l'shem v'vodis kachavim. It says, any get not written for this wife is pasol, even if it's written for a non-Jewish woman. Okay, a non-Jewish woman is ridiculous, out of the ballpark. She doesn't even have the concept of get. So Vishani, what's his answer? How come a lav mina, a out of the ballpark shalol l'shma doesn't pasul kudshin, but it does pasul gittin? The answer is get dalavodis chavim dal minei havali stama get. So erase right when you think of vodis chavim, it counts as nothing. It's still stam and stam is pasul, but kudshin dal chulin minei havali stama ustama ksheirin. Right, if you erase the chulin, you just discount that entirely. It's stam and stam is kosher. Okay, so here we have the case of, right, chatos l'shem chulin. What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says it's kosher. What does Abaye add in Daf Mevav Beis? I mean, it's not just Abaye. It is. it is the way to answer the sugya, right? What did we say? We said in the Gemara that Rav said the same thing. We started with second wide line of Mevav Beis. Amar Yudam Rav Chatos Shad L'Shem Ola P'su L'Shem Chulin K'sheira. Amr Lazar my time adrav, which will be in Sugin Daf Gimel, Lo Yichalos Kachim Bnei Yisrael, Kachim Achalun Kachim, Eichulim Achalun Kachim. Okay, Lo Yichalos Kachim Bnei Yisrael, right, other things will not Machalo the Kachim, which shows that Chulin, which are other things, can't be Machalo Kachim, only Kachim can be Machalo Kachim. Mesiv Rav, Amr Yossi Yach Mishalayim, Abli Bo L'Shem Echad, Mikol Eilu Kachim, Shushayim Bezdin. Rav Yossi says, Stam is Kachim. Time adrav, how you believe will Klala, how you believe will Shem Chulin Pasol, what's the deal? Stam is Kachim. But L'Shem Chulin is possible. Because if L'Shem Chulin was kosher, he could have said L'Shem Chulin was kosher. Kalshkin Stam. Amalei Abayi Dimalo Hayaklau Kosher Maratza. You believe L'Shem Chulin Kosher Ma'inim Maratza? Says Abayi, maybe no. This is different. Stam is kosher Maratza. Lohaya L'Shem Chulin is kosher Ve'inim Maratza. So what do we say? Rav says, and Daf Gimel Amal Aleph. And Daf Mem Vavam Beis. It's kosher. And Abayi says, and Daf Mem Vavam Beis Kasher Ve'eino Miratza.
He says it right
within Rav. Right, you're right. We should do like this. He interprets right. He defends Rav by saying Kasher Ve'eino Miratza. That's his defense of Rav. How do we paskin about this case? How do we paskin? Case one. Psak. What about Chatas L'Shem Chulin? Right. Talking about Chatas L'Shem Chulin. Right. How does the Rambam paskin in Hilchos Psulim Mekdashim? Says the Rambam in Psulim Mekdashim, Kasher Ve'eino Meratze, right, or Lo Ala L'Shem Chulin. However, the Ramban, interestingly, total tangent, right, but the Ramban in the Melchamos and Rosh Hashanah, it's a total tangent there, just says, Shokhi Kachim L'Shem Chulin, K'sherim Ve'olim L'Bayla L'Shem Chulin, Va'afilu Chattas, K'de'isa Perakam Adizvachim. Okay, says the Ramban. He says kosher umiratze. Now this is very strange. Rabbi Kiva Eger that I put in brackets.
Rabbi, yeah. Where did the Ramban learn from the first paragraph?
So give me a second. I'll tell you in a second. Oh, where did he learn it from? He learned it from Daf Gimel and Aleph. What did it say? Amar of Yunam Rav Chatzos Shaklashim Ola Psula Shaklashim Chulin Kshera.
It doesn't say it's Maratza.
So hold that thought for a second. Okay. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, this is against Abaye and Daf Mem Vav and Beis. Right? Here's the problem. Right? The problem is, this is against Abaye and Daf Mem Vav and Beis. Now, if you notice, it seems like we're giving the same question and answer twice. We are. Just mirror image of each other. Right? Question. It's against Abaye. Rabbi Akiva Eger spoils all our fun. He says, of course the Ramban couldn't have meant that. You know what the Ramban really meant to write? Or really wrote? It's just a Tosofer. You know, it was somewhat scribe copying over the Machomas of Rosh Hashanah. He wasn't holding his Vachim so much. So the scribe copied it over wrong. Okay, says Rabbi Akiva Eger. It's a Tosofer. And he really holds, yes. Kosher, ve'ein o maratza. Okay, what gives you the right to emend the Ramban just because you have a kasha? All right, so that's a philosophical machlokas. Should you emend text just because you have a kasha? We know that Rabbeinu Tam, for example, is very against the idea of emending the Gemara, at least. He didn't really have a lot of rishonim. Emending the Gemara because you have a kasha, you shouldn't emend text the svara. Okay, nowadays we also tend to believe that we should try to avoid emending text the svara. Apparently, Rabbi Akiva Eger thought it was okay to emend text misvara, especially, I might add, a text of the Melchamos, which had not been printed a lot of times, and where there were not a lot of kismayad, and maybe it was, you know, it's one thing to say, I'm going to emend the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. You know, that, okay, that's very bold, to emend the Gemara. But the Melchamos, you know, there aren't that many copies of the Melchamos, they haven't been printed that many times, it's not so crazy, same to Tosofer. So far, Rabbi Akiva Eger.
I think about few.
And then it reads a little funny, because then the afilu is only going on lifnei funav, not lefunav, right? The afilu has to go back two clauses then. It's not below olu lebailu afilu chatas, it's kshirim afilu chatas. But if you want to, you can get away with that. I don't want to, but Rabbi Akiva Eger does. However, l'chor, that's not the pasuk pshat. The Chazon Ish points out, and all the modern day achronim point out, that, says the Chazon Ish, he has a long essay about this, but he says no. Why? What's the Rambam's basis of disagreeing with Abaye? And again, this is the exact same thing we said a minute ago.
He just says he paskened like Rava
on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph against Abaye. In what way is Rava against Abaye? Because Rava, what did Rava equate in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph? L'shem Chulin.
Yeah.
And Stam. So the Rambam, and the answer for the Rambam is, right, that Rav equated Shem Chulin and Stam, they're both kosher v'ina maratze. The answer for the Ramban is, Rav equated Shem Chulin and Stam, and they're both kosher maratze. Right? And therefore, I'm saying the exact same answer, just getting to two opposite results, because the mirror image. Just like Stam is kosher umiratze, so too, Lishem Chulin is kosher umiratze. Didn't Abaye have a diuk not that way in Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis? Okay, so Rabbi would have had a different way of addressing that diuk in Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. He would have thought of something else to say about that diuk. maybe it's not even such a strong diuk in the first place. The diuk, there's that. Stam is kosher, Lishem Chulin isn't. Maybe it's not just a good diuk. Stam is kosher because he's talking about Stam. That's the type of business, is Stam. So maybe it's not such a strong deal. Okay, so that's Pashas the Ramban, as the Chazon Ish points out, is because he passes like Rav and Arsog, who equates Stam and L'shem Chulin, he just takes it the opposite direction of the Rambam. The Rambam, according to Pshatim 2 and 3, took it in the direction of they're both Kasher Veinu Maratze. The Ramban took it in the direction of they're both Kasher Maratze. that is Chatos L'shem Chulin. Okay, so according to the Ramban, there is no problem, no chisorin at all in chatas l'shem chulin. Now, here's an interesting question. This is, I know that Avi would be interested in this. The Tosos in Nazir Daf Chav Chesem and Beis. Okay, there's a long Tosos. I just quoted one line here. Tosos says, chatas is pashal shalom l'shmo. Interesting. Why is chatas pasul shelo lishmo? Everything else is kosher v'ina maratze. Why is chatas pasul shelo lishmo?
Well, once we're to say that every korban defaults to nedava, and chatas can't.
Right. This is an interesting chakira. Right. Let me ask the following chakira. Rafi, at a certain point, I will need your help. Kol hazvachim. Shelo, one second. Lishman, kasher, velo, Allah. Chatas is possible. Why? You could say two possible understandings. A, I apologize, Rafi. It's a new din of a psul shelo lishma. Or B, no, it's a side effect. Chatas. Shelo Allah l'shem chova is psula because it can't become a nedava. An ola can become a nedava. A shlamim can become a nedava. Asham is exceedingly tricky. The Gemara Daf Hey asked this question. Asham can't become a nedava, but Asham can a little become a nedava. After all, what if you had an asham that is I don't know, the violin dies. And now it can't be. What if you have a chatas, the violin dies, what do we do with it? It's meta. What if we have, and I can give you other examples, right? What if we have basically a chatas that doesn't have kapara, it just dies. It's useless. What about an asham if he had gotten a kol shev chatas mesa? What's the principle? Ba'asham roeh achis five, and then it's brought as an ola. Right, an asham does have some potential for nedava within it, even though it's somewhat indirect, right? Not to mention the fact that there is a manda amar, right? That I think it's Ben Becerra, who says that you can bring an asham as a nedava, even though we don't paskin like that. But still, what?
I can't be matish this asham as a nedava. It's a chavta default to a nedava.
Okay, according to one opinion you can, but you're right, we don't pass it that way, but nonetheless, you could say there's some at least underlying level of nedava which can be found if you look hard enough, hafakba in Asham. Chatas, there's just no such thing. Ein, there's no chatas nedava at all, there's nothing to talk about, therefore it's a side effect. Once it's not, then you can do it now, Rafi. Once you can't, I apologize, once it's not yotzei your obligation, once it's not mechaper, then it can't be nedava. Says Tosos and Nazir, the chatas nifsol shelo lishman, l'shem shalmei nedava. Why is chatas pasul shelo lishman? Let's say you thought it'd be shlamim. The chatas ain't above nedava because you can't have chatas nedava. So what is the rule of shelo lishman? If it do shelo lishman, it becomes a nedava. Chatas can't be nedava, so it's pasul shalma yisrael. This is the opinion of Tosos and Nazir. Now I ask a simple question. Does Tosfos agree with the Rambam or the Ramban here? Obviously, I'm asking you to speculate, but I'm asking you to speculate in a logically rigorous fashion. Do you think Tosfos agrees with the Rambam or the Ramban? Ellie?
Obviously, the Ramban.
Why? According to the Rambam, Chatas Shem Chulin is Kasher Ve'ina Maratza, and you can have a Chatas that's Kasher Ve'ina Maratza. According to the Rambam, there is such thing as a chatas that turns into an adava. Chatas shem chulin is a kosher chatas, and it doesn't give you any kapara. It doesn't fulfill your obligation. That's against Tosos. Tosos says there's no such thing as kosher being a meratzeh by chatas. Tosos says a chatas that's not meratzeh doesn't exist. Is pasul gamri. Tosos cannot agree with the Rambam, which is why even though this Ramban sounded a little radical, L'chora, Tosos, and Nazir agrees with this Ramban. L'chora, it's not so crazy. Tosos knows why? Because Tosos doesn't think there's such thing as a chatas that's kosher v'lo olo by l'shem chova. Because Tosos thinks once a chatas v'lo olo, it turns into nedava, and nedava of chatas is possible. Right? Once it's kosher v'lo olo, Tosos thinks it automatically becomes possible. The Ramban would obviously disagree with Tosos, right? The Rambam would say, the Rambam would say, No, it's not that a chata shelo ola turns pasul. No, in rare cases you can have a chata that's kasher bo ola. It's just a separate din that chata shelo lishma is pasul. And chata simchul and la mina lamakriba is not pasul. Right, this answers obvious questions, or at least begins to. These are the main Rishonim on this topic. Yes.
And later on, that there's everybody has something, so you can always have a chatas on something. It's no one's clean.
That is not. No, that's not what we say later on.
We say it on Olah.
We say it on Olah. Everyone could use an Olah because no one's perfect. We don't say everyone could use a chatas. Now that's going to be a matter of two.
You have to have in mind.
Yes. Now that's going to be two girsas in Dav Zayin. I admit it's going to be more complicated. I'm just saying the most pashut girsa, but the pashut girsa is not so pashut. Okay. And even if you do a chatas, but if it's not mechaper for anything, then Tosas and Nazir would say that it's possible, even if you could use it.
Well, I could mechaper for that, whatever it is.
Okay. If you would look at it that way, yeah. But I don't think we assume that way.
You gave us one Magna Carta. Well, I think the first or the second was your, and not everybody was happy with this Torah mostly, that it defaults to Chatas, that was the reason that it was kosher. You gave us a Rashi in the beginning of Menachos, Mizevach HaShlomim, wasn't it?
Not
everybody, obviously the Rambam.
No. Rashi Zevach HaShlomim says that's why you need to think Lashma.
Right,
but okay. That's not why it's lo ala l'shem chova. The reason it's lo ala l'shem chova is because of motzas v'sav l'shmor v'esisa kasher adar to l'shem l'kach n'dava. I think that everyone agrees that's the reason it's not ala l'shem chova. That you're stuck with. Okay, now we just have what in dealing with l'shem chulin, the Gemara explicitly deals with chatos l'shem chulin. But there's a few other questions as well. What about... And we'll see, these are questions not about chatas, but they're really questions about chatas. So, let me ask the simple question. What about Ola and Shlomen l'shem chulin? What about Ola Shlomen l'shem chulin? Right, what do we know about Ola Shlomen l'shem chulin? And Daf Gimel, nothing. It talks about chatas. Obviously, it's not worse than chatas. On Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, also, we're talking about a chatas. Starts with chatas shatzim oli. The whole conversation was about chatas. Then we brought a raya from the Mishnah. But we're still talking about chatas. All the sugs are chatas. So now for the Ramban, it's pashut. Simple question. For the Ramban, it should be fairly pashut. Here is chatas l'shem chulin, and here is ola ushlamin. L'shem chulin. For the Ramban, Chatos Shem Chulin is Kasher Umaratzeh. So obviously, Ola Ushlamim L'Shem Chulin is Kasher Umaratzeh, because they're not more Chamer than Chatos, right? That's easy. That's Shmizi.
They have
Nedava. And they have right? That's Pashut. Right? The question is going to be... No, not they have Nedava. They're Maratzeh. They're Maratzeh.
Because
L'Shem Chulin... No, because according to the Ramban, L'Shem Chulin is like Stama, and Stama is like the Shema. What's the principle? For the Ramban, the principle is L'shem Chulin equals Stama, and Stama equals L'shma. Obviously, this is not going to work for the way that you Stama means you really think L'shma, as we pointed out. But what are you going to say? You're going to say that really Stama is like L'shma, you just have not messed it up. And here you didn't mess it up, because when you think about a flying octopus, that doesn't count to mess anything up. Or that stama the chetz is stama, and if you think about a flying octopus, you didn't ruin the chetza, and therefore it's still a shema. That's as far as the Ramban. How about for the Rambam and other Rishonim? The Rambam and other Rishonim assume chatos l'shem chulin is kasha, the ein amaratze, like Abaye says in Daf Mevav and Beis. Right? Right? This is, let's just remember the Makoros that we wrote. This is Al Pi Rava, Big Daf Gimel and Aleph, and this is Mefurash Abaye on Daf and Vav and Beis. Even though Adi will say, but Abaye said Dilma. Okay, he said Dilma, but nonetheless he said it. He at least said it. It's not binding, but he said it. Now the question is, what about Olu Shlomen L'shem Chulin? Clearly, it's going to be kosher. Question is kosher maratza or kosher ena maratza? So here there's an interesting Rashba in Chulin. What does the Rashba say in Chulin? It's on the Makor sheet. If you look, we said it for the Garcinim, Zvachim, and Vavim Beis. Ola sheshachtel shem Chulin sheira misham Chulin psula. That is what it says. They're Ola that you shecht for the sake of Chulin is kosher. But if you shecht it thinking it's Chulin, it's pasul. Why? So that's a different psul. If you shecht it for the sake of Chulin is kosher, because of the principle that you thought about something ridiculous, that's not called Shul Lishma. If you shecht it thinking it's Chulin, that's pasul, because then you're not thinking you're doing Shkidas Kachim. You're thinking you're doing Shkidas Chulin, and then your mice is Misasek. You didn't even think you were doing the mice you were doing, and that's a problem with Misasek. Perish. What's the perish? Well, Shem Chulin, Shiyodeh Shu Ola. What is the case of Ola Shem Chulin? You know it's an Ola, Veshachtel Shem Chulin, but you shecht it for the sake that it should be Chulin. Like the Mishnah says, whatever you shecht shloshvan is sheirim. Elish lo olu l'bayim shem chova, just as that olu l'shem chova. If you read this Rashba, what does he say? Olu l'shem chulin is kosher, like the Mishnah says. Any zevach shloshvan is kosher lo olu l'bayim shem chova. That Rashba seems. I mean, he's sort of throwing it as an agav orcha, but the Rashba sounds like kosher. The Eino Maratzeh. And I put in the brackets, Rabbi Kiva Eger, I apologize, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the beginning, Daf Beis Amud Aleph of Zvachim, assumes the same thing as a Dover Pashat. Right? Rabbi Kiva Eger, he has a Kash on Tosis based on this that we'll get to in a moment, then he assumes it's a Dover Pashat, it's Kash of Eino Maratzeh. Yeah. Kosher Eino Maratzeh.
Is it clear that those two things, that Eino Maratzeh, Lo Alu, Lo Balu, Mishin Chova, are the same thing?
That is a great question. There is a Rugachover who says that, who tries to imply there's a difference between them, that you can have Aliyah L'Shem Bailim without Ritzoy. Rashba clearly thinks of the same thing, because he equates Kosher Eino Maratzeh, that Abaye said, with Lo Alu, L'Shem Bailim, Mishin Chova. Of the Misha, but could you say that it's Ola Lebailim Shem Chova, but Eino Maratzeh? You definitely could. Actually, interesting. That's not the Rugachover doesn't say it about this case, which is why I didn't put him on the Mekoros. I'm just trying. I don't know what Rishonim might hold that, because the Rashba clearly doesn't hold that, and the Rambam says Sheirav lo also lebailim, so he also doesn't hold that. So you theoretically could. I just don't know of any Rishonim who I could stick that into.
That just be that would be like a chadash or zudava, right? Meaning.
What Adi said?
Yeah. Meaning, if you want to be mechalas.
No. What all of the same chova in a maratza means that your yotze, your chova, bringing a chadash. It's not a nidava.
No, but you just don't get forgiven. No, my point is, if you want to get forgiven, then you would have to bring chadash as a nidava. Meaning, or you should
can't. No, you can't, then you're stuck. You can't get Ritzoy, because you can't bring another one, you're already Yotzei Yehovah L'Chor.
I don't know if this is relevant, but Shukta Samikra, the Shlamin doesn't need Ritzoy. And that it says, the Nirtzavah.
Right, but we do not assume that at all. That's already, in the Gemara, it's Pasha that Bechor and Meiser don't need Ritzoy, but Shlamin, that's going too far. Bechor and Meiser clearly don't need Ritzoy. I mean, there's no such thing as the Olah L'Shem Chova in Bechor and Meiser. You're never obligated to bring a Bechor and a Meiser. If it's a Bechor, you bring it. And if it's not there, you don't bring it. If it's a Meiser, you bring it. If not, you don't bring it. There's no Ritzah by Bechor and Meiser. It's not like I owe a Bechor. As long as the Bechor's here, I bring it. If it dies, then there's no more Bechor. As long as the Meiser's here, I bring it. If it dies, there's no more Meiser. But by Shlomim, that's going too far.
I didn't mean Lalachim.
Okay, fair enough.
You don't have to say the Veneer that Ritzui and Ola L'Shem Bailim on the same thing.
Okay, correct. Correct. You could say that. I just don't have a Makor for it. But I admit that you could say it. The question is it going to help us with anything? Right? I know you could say it. I'm just wondering if it'll actually, there's any advantage to saying it, other than just that you could say it. So let's think about it. If someone comes with an advantage of saying it, then I'm very happy to hear that. Says the Briska Rav,
based on a diuk,
says the Briska Rav, based on a diuk and Tosaf, based on a base, otherwise. Now this is the diuk. And this is the kind of diyuk that we're not used to following. But Tosas Daf Beis Amud Beis Dibur Maskel Shem Gavoh Mehem Sheirim says, says he has a, it's really coming off the opinion of Shimon Achi Azariah. Shimon Achi Azariah says if you shech something lower than it, it's possible. Why? Because it says v'lo yichalu eis asher yarimu l'ashem. It's not mechalul if you make it higher, yarim, but if you make it lower, it is mechalul. And mechalul means psul gomer. Tos says mechalul means psul gomer. Then Tos says Akasha from the Gemara from government base and Gimel base. If you look at the end of the third to last line of Tosas Rasul Shinkovov, Afgad Darshina Big Gemara Kachim Mechalim Kachim Bein Chulim Mechalim Kachim. Don't we darshin in the Gemara that Kachim or Mechal Kachim, Lashem Chulim is not Mechal Kachim, Velo Mitzlu Shar Kachim Shalol Lashman. So what do we say there? We say here, he's talking about, he's obviously thinking of Shar Kachim. In Shar Kachim, Lashem Hek, Lashem another Karban is Mechalel, Lashem Chulim is not Mechalel. But there, chilul doesn't mean psul gomer, it only means lo'ol l'shem chova. Now, what's the assumption of Tosa's question? That this principle, that kachim are mechalel, but chulin is not mechalel, applies to all kachim. That this principle applies to all kachim. And what does mechalel mean? That kachim is mechalel, meaning lo'ol l'bayim l'shem chova, but chulin is not mechalel and doesn't cause lo'ol l'shem chova. Then his answer is go like shayt v'chilul shepetz v'chatas. You can also apply the word chilul because of petzach and chatas. But what is Tosfos assuming here? He is assuming the rule of the difference between l'shem kachim and l'shem chulin does not only apply to petzach and chatas. It also applies to petzach and chatas. It also applies to olu shlomim. What's Rabbi Akiva Eger's diuk? He made a diuk and didn't like it. The Griz makes a diuk and says, but that's shitas Tosfos, right?
So the diuk Tosfos on the base on the aleph alpi. The Griz. It's not that the Griz made the diuk.
Rabbi Akiva Eger made the diuk and says, but it's not true. And the Griz made the diuk and says, but it is true. Rabbi Akiva Eger already made the diuk. The diuk is that there's a difference between l'shem kachim and l'shem chulin, even in olin shlomin. Now, what could the difference be? What's the diuk? Here, I'll just write out the diuk. The diuk is that Tosfos holds that there's a difference between l'shem shlomin and l'shem chulin, even in an ola. Now, what could that difference be? That the drasha, the difference between l'shem kachim and l'shem chulin applies to ola. What could the difference be? The difference must be that l'shem shlamim is lo ola, in which case the diuk is l'shem chulin is ola. Basically, you have no choice but to admit that diuk in Tosfos. So therefore, this diuk in Tosfos says kasher umiratza. Again, you'll apologize for me for complaining ola and miratza until you can actually give me evidence. Otherwise, so now we have two different opinions about this, right? We have the opinion of, we still don't know which way the Rambam goes, right? Here we have the Rambam and other Rishonim, but we have the opinion of the Rashi and Akiva Eger that kasher and miratza are across the board. And then we have the opinion of Tosfos that no, chulin is kasher v'ina maratza. Sorry, chatas is kasher v'ina maratza l'shem chulin. But olin, shlom l'shem chulin is kasher maratza. That's the diuk in Tosfos. It's a good diuk. And again, Rabbi Akiva Eger made the diuk and says sarach ion because it's not true. And the Griz made the diuk and says, not sarach ion, maybe it is true. Then the question is just, and he brings another raya. Now, let's bring another raya. The Gemara points out, it's not exactly the same. There's another kind of lomina lo machrifa. One kind of, sorry, hold on to your hats here. One kind of lomina lo machrifa, delav mina lo machrifa, something out of the ballpark doesn't ruin it, is shinui kodesh. Olo l'shem shlamim is a problem. Ein kasher v'lo Allah. Chatos l'shem shlamim is a problem, puzzle, etc. Asher l'shem pesach, whatever it may happen, pesach l'shem achor meister is all a problem. Chatos l'shem chulin is not puzzle, because that's out of the ballpark. There's also out of the ballpark in Shimon Bailam. If I check Olas Ruvin for Shimon, or Shalmei Ruvin for Shimon, that's Lo'ol Shem Chova. But if I check Chatas Ruvin for Shimon who doesn't owe a Chatas at all, then Shimon's out of the ballpark. He's not even in the universe of Chatas. He can't have a Chatas. Therefore, that's a ridiculous machshava, and it's still kosher. That's a Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis. You'll take my word for it, or we'll get to it next time. There's out of the ballpark by Shimon Baglan. Now, says Tosfos, here's an interesting question. What about out of the ballpark by Shinui Baylam? Now, if someone wants to, they could say, don't equate Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Baylam. Maybe they have different rules. But if we're willing to equate Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Baylam, which is an assumption, but it's the default assumption, says Tosin Abdallah and Amin Aleph, the last Tosos, Yeshnam Betzibur, says, Masha'inkim Shinui Baylam. You can't have Shinui Baylam, the carbon Tzibur. Why not? Meaning, you can never have a Shinui Baylam, the carbon Tzibur. The obvious reason is, even though he thinks for Reuven, that's not a Shinui, he is one of the Bailim. Right? The Imshacha Lashmo HaTamid, if you check this Tamid Lashem Aranon Streich, Harayu Bailim, he is the owner of the Tamid. He's a partner, so it's not a problem. Vafil Shem Olukam, what if you check the Tamid Lashem Agoy? Lo Mifso, that's okay, it's not a problem. Dibbeinu Chavir Dumi Dide Mukhoy Kapar Kamoso, because he's out of the ballpark, because the guy is in Chayiv in the Tamid. Now, what is Tosfos assuming here? Lo mifsol. Now, what is Tosfos mean by lo mifsol? Here we have to add one thing. The Griz assumes. What do you mean mifsol? We never thought it would be pasol. We just thought it would be lo al shem chova. Apparently, Tosfos means lo nifsol mila lo shem chova. There's a hint in this Tosfos that a lav mina of olin shlomim so al shem chova. So, if we equate Lav mina lo machriv ba, or let's just say, if we include lav mina lo machriv ba of shinui baylim in our calculations, we're in this sugya, right? If we include lav mina lo machriv shinui baylim, then we can add Tosos. So Dalam Aleph, who implies that a Tamid L'Shem Goy is not a problem, and it's still Olo L'Shem Chova, even though you're reading a lot in, and Diuk, and that would work well, Tosos L'Shitase, Diuk, the Rambam, in Psulei HaMakdashim, Perek Tesvav. Because what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, now it's also a Diuk, it's not Mefurish. Says the Rambam, Chule Katas L'Shem, someone is out of the ballpark. Right? Says the Rambam, Katas Sheshachta L'Shem L'Shem Adam Shacha L'Shem Acher Shemuchayv Olah. He's a Kshir L'Oso L'Bayim. Shech the Katas, someone is not Chayiv a Katas, it's Kosher V'Lo'Olah. What if you shech an Olah for someone who's not Chayiv an Olah? So it's a diuk, says the Rambam. Olo sheshachto misheinu mechuyev korban klal lo also lo baylem shari shachto l'shem baal leha v'afli shizesh shachto l'shmo inu mechuyev klum bin yonu v'efshir shlo yichayev kapar l'shamayim shein lo chadim yisrael shlo avar miyolo mitzvah say. If I checked Olas Ruvain for Chayim, then it's lo alo lo baylem because Chayim really is Chayim in Ola. Because everyone does something wrong.
Yeah.
So what does that imply? But if Chayim really wasn't Chayim in Ola, then it would be Kasher v'Ola. So, these both diuk say, these double diuk, right, say, if you take this diuk, that shachat olas ruvein l'shem shimon she'eno chayav ola Allah. Kasher v'Allah. Why? Because the Rambam says, it's lo Allah because he's really is chayv and ola. But theoretically, if he had not been chayv and ola, it would have been Allah. And Tosa says a guy for a tamid who's really not chayv implies that it's Allah, even though he doesn't say it explicitly. So therefore, you can add the Rambam and Tosa to this if you make these diukim. I understand we're making a lot of diukim here. You have to hold a cup and a lot of diukim. But saying other things is kasher maratzeh. So now we have three shitos about most karbanos, what to do if you shechtan l'shem chulin. Says the Rabban, it's always kosher. Maratza l'shem chulin is stomach. Stomach is kosher. As long as you don't have a real mess up, you're okay. As long as you don't really have competition, you're okay. Says the Rashi from Rabbi Eiger, it's always kosher in the maratza, and there's no difference in chatas and ola. Says the diuk in Tosos and the diuk in another Tosos and the Griz and the diuk in the Rambam. The Griz makes all these diukim. That be says no, taka. It's kosher umaratza, kosher v'ala by other karbanos. What's the principle behind each of these shitas? So the principle here, and if it's chazara, it's chazara, meaning if you're going to accuse me of, for the Rambam, writing the same thing, possibly, for the Shem Chulin as I wrote for Stama, I'll plead guilty. The Rambam might equate some of Shem Chulin. Here, I think you have two choices. What the principle is, the same two choices we had earlier. Either the principle is that, because really it's kasher meratze, right? Let's think about this. Really, l'shem chulin equals stam, and stama equals l'shma. But why is chatas lo Allah? But by chatas, you have the same two choices we had earlier. Either say that the principle is that, what haven't I read earlier? It's always one step more machir. Good. Is that chatas is always one step more machmir, right? And therefore, really, l'shem chulin is stam, like it says in Gimel and Aleph, and stam is l'shma, and it totally, you're totally yotze l'shem chulin. Shem chulin doesn't hurt you at all. Only by chaftas it hurts you. Why? Either the principle that chaftas always is one step more chomer, or the principle I like a little better, or the principle is that kaparas chait. I would add kapar chait mesuyam, so you won't give me that ola is also mechaper. No, I mean a kapar of a specific chait needs positive conscious lishma. And as much as you'll say all day long that l'shem chulin is a flying octopus, so we ignore it, so it's really stam, and stam is really lishma. But one thing you can't say, l'shem chulin is that I'm really positively thinking lishma. You could say I haven't done anything and I haven't hurt anything. But it's not really lishma. I'm not really thinking lishma. I'm really thinking l'shem chulin. And therefore, you have to say one of these two svaras that we said earlier. Either the svara that chata is always one step more machmer, or the svara that since chata is for kapar schait needs a positive conscious lishma. Okay, what's the principle for the shita of the Rashba and Rabbi Yehuda Eger? This is a principle that I already put on the board once when we had Rashi, like Rashi over here, and Tosfos here, two shiurim ago. Here the principle is very pashut. What's the principle? Is that when it comes to a l'inyan psul, kol shelo chashav shelo lishma lo pasal. And therefore, since you didn't think shelo lishma, and l'shem chulin is not, this is a not equals, shelo lishma. But le'inyan ritzoi of all karbanos, not le'inyan ritzoi, ba'inan lishma mamish. Not just for Gahar's Kate, for ritzoi, that's what we said in Rashi. You actually need to be thinking lishma. Stoma might be good enough because you're really thinking lishma when you do stoma. But you need mamish lishma. You need to actually think lishma, right? Actually think lishma for ritzoi. And clearly, l'shem chulin is not thinking lishma. That's clear. You could say it's not shalol lishma, it's not ruining. And therefore you'd say, when it comes to passeling, l'shem chulin doesn't passel. Because it's not a shalol lishma, because it's a flying octopus and we discount it entirely. But if you want to get ritzoi, not just you want a kapar, you want any ritzoi. You want to be yotze a kar. You want Hashem to be appeased with your karban. You want to be yotze the mitzvah of bringing a karban. For that, you need to actually think lishma. So it could be that stomach is good enough, because when a person does stomach, they're really thinking lishma in the bottom of their heart, in the back of their head. But since l'shem chulin is not actually lishma, therefore it's not good enough for ritzoi. Which is exactly what we said. That was what I meant by Tzvei Din Min Rashi that we said earlier.
For here also, there's two. For for the chatos, there's a part you have to bring a, you know, you have to get stuck, you have to bring the carbon, you have to do this. But if you want mitzvah, you have to have total kavana to do tshuva. The part of the chatos is also tshuva. And that's totally in your mind. You have to have that.
Correct. Now, someone will object and say, but here we're talking about the oved, not about the bailin. But nonetheless, what I'd say is that, Morty's really right. For the ritzoy, if you have psul and kashrus, okay, so as long as you didn't mess it up, as long as you didn't make it into a monster, you know, make it into some sort of klayim, some sort of weird, misidentified thing, then it's not possible. But if you want ritzoy, as Morty said, ritzoy is fundamentally an internal kavana process. Now, of course, that's of the bailin, but nonetheless, together with the fact that the ritzoy comes from the bailin, any mitzvah, not just, you could say just about kapara, or you could say that any mitzvah, is fundamentally about the inner spiritual experience of the bailin. Corresponding to that, the shluchim of the bailin also have to intend that this korban should correspond, should be a, rather, that this korban should be a, how do you say a bitoy in English?
Expression.
Expression, thank you. This korban should be an expression of that spiritual experience. Right? So, more to say, the guy needs to have a spiritual experience, yes. And we're just adding, what Morty's adding here is that, and therefore the Kohen who brings the korban needs to have in mind that this should be an expression of the guy's spiritual experience. Otherwise, he's Yotzei's spiritual experience, but not a spiritual experience through a korban. And that's why the Shema is more important for Mitzoy. I mean, what's fascinating is that.
But why with Ola so much? You then do the Rashba. You're going with the Rashba, the same story.
I don't think Ola's dafka for the Rashba necessarily, although one could disagree if one desired.
But for the moment, just with Ola, there isn't, unless you do it by Jewish, there isn't really a sin of any kind by an Ola. There's, I mean, you've got to do it.
I don't know what, okay, just keep in mind. Yeah. I don't know what you call drush and what you call pshat.
Okay.
Let's take just is it okay if I speak sharply to you? Just for entertainment value? Let's say that whatever's explicit sentence in the Torah is called pshat.
Okay.
What does it say in the beginning of Vayikra about an ola? V'nirtza lo l'chaper alav.
Yeah.
So obviously there is some ritzu in kapara in an ola.
Yeah.
We can darshan what it is, but what it is drush. But the fact that an ola has ritzoi and kapara is a pasuk in the chumash. We have to deal with however you deal with it. It's a pasuk in the chumash. You can't call that drush. You can't call a pasuk in the chumash drush. Mm-hmm. Now you did bring up an interesting point, which is that if one wanted to, this would be quite radical. If one wanted to be mechalkin ola and shlomim at some point. Say the Rashba only meant by Ola, because Ola is really like Hatas and Asham in that it has some element of Ritzu and Kapara, as opposed to Shlomo, which is just time of celebration.
Right.
I know why you're smiling. This I have almost no mucker for. If you wanted to draw the line not between Hatas and Ola, mm-hmm. or even Hatas and Asham versus Ola, or Hatas and Pesach versus Ola, all of which we found precedent, between Ola and Shlomo, that would be a big chiddush. Say Shlomo is Kasher v'Ola. Mm-hmm. Ola is Kasher v'lo Ola. That would be a big chiddush to separate Ola from Shlomim. I'm not willing to guarantee that at all, but if you wanted to find a smach to separate Ola from Shlomim, it is that in the first version of the Rambam's Pirush Mishnayos, printed in the back of my old-fashioned Vilna Shas in Daf Mem Vav Beis, he says, we see from this Mishnah that you don't have to think Ola L'shem Ola and Shlomim L'shem Shlomim. Stam is okay by Ola and Shlomim. Okay, that fits the Mishnah Torah. In the later version of the Parashat Mishnayos, he says something strange. He says something that doesn't fit the Mishnah Torah, so it must be only according to a Tana we don't pass him like. He says, according to this Tana, Shlomim, you don't have to think L'shem Shlomim. Which is a very strange thing to say. Maybe he meant it Lav Davka, or maybe he meant, no, somehow, like, Shlomim, according to one Tana, there's no need for L'shma at all. Even though it's a little funny, like the Pesukim Davka from Shlomim, but at least you don't positively need L'shma. It's enough to just not have Shalom L'shma. But by Ola, you have positive need for L'shma. L'shem Shishas Var Ola Nizbach is the way the Rambam reads it. So if you wanted to say Ola is different from Shlomim, which is different than all the other chalukim we've had on the board and in Shir today, you would base it on the Rambam's new version of Pirush Mishnayos and Mevavim and Beis. It says according to one Tana, clearly not how we pass it, because it's not in the Mishnah Torah, Ola needs more L'shma than Shlomim, and then you would say because Ola has Kaparit and Ritzu and Shlomim doesn't. But that would be a big chiddush, and I'm not saying any of this. Everything I've said in the last 5 minutes I haven't been saying. I've just been saying someone could theoretically have said it if they so desired, but I'm not the one who said it. Yeah. Because the Rambam thinks if you... Now, chayav doesn't necessarily mean you absolutely must bring it, but at least you're shayav to bring it, because whenever you neglected a mitzvah say, you should bring it olah. And there's everyone neglected a mitzvah say. But? No, because that's only if you do a chayav karis b'shogeg. Not everyone does a chayav karis b'shogeg. It's not so easy to do a chayav karis. Meaning, okay, they, well, look, and a lot of them are gilui arayos that it's pretty clear that most people don't do, right? So you take out all the gilui arayos, and most people don't eat on Yom Kippur, and most people don't eat chametz on Pesach. I don't mean the chumers drabanan of the Isser Masri or whatever, I mean like an actual piece of bread, right? And most people don't, you know, most people don't do malach on Shabbos, right? And even so, some people do, something's wrong, maybe they're only drabanan. So it's not so poshut that everyone. Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev would not have approved of that. In our perek, seemingly not at all, because the, even though our Gemara says nizbuchu, the next Gemara makes it very clear they're all the same. The only possible difference would be that the Rambam understands. Remember we had on the board, the Gemara in Daf and Vavim, the Mishnah and Vavim Beis, what's it talking about? Could be even Haktar Seymurin. Could be, you know, could be not. The Rambam says Dafka Shchita. So the Rambam thinks the six Kavanos are Dafka and Shchita. That's what it sounds pretty clearly like in the Rambam, Dafka and Shchita, the six Kavanos. But in terms of Shinu Balam, Shinu Kodesh, it's harder. Okay, let me just, yes.
So the third sheet over here that says Kashev and Razi by Chatat, but by Ola it's different, it's a little strange because that sheet is based on Abaye. And Abaye is explaining Rabbi Yose, who is going mostly on Ola, and only a tiny bit on Chatat.
I hear the question, but it could still work. I mean, what the kasha of Abaye was, if you think l'shem chulin is kosher, why not just say l'shem chulin is kosher and kosher against stama? Abaye's answer might be l'shem chulin is sometimes lower, and that's good enough. Is sometimes lower.
So Rabbi changed his lashon because of one case. Even though he said acham kol elu, his lashon was for one of them.
Yeah, because the that doesn't bother me. Meaning the diuk of lashon should be something that works across the board. That he changed Lashon for one case, that he wanted to use Lashon, it worked across the board. Right, if you put it that way, it's not so crazy. Okay, let me just...
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I like the Svara, but it doesn't... In the Gemara and Dab Zayin, I'm an Aleph over there, talking about Mishalach, don't tell the Chata, it seems to base it the same way like the Iri does by Pesach, Mishalach and Lashem, here it seems to be also Xeros HaKosu. Not like, they're not depending on...
I understand, but you know, whenever you have a Gzeres HaKosav, you could interpret the Gzeres HaKosav as just a new din, or the Gzeres HaKosav is a Gloy Milsa of a Svara that we weren't sure whether or not to say, and tells us to say that Svara. Okay, but I hear that. Okay, now, let me just point out, by the way, before we go on to Pesach, I will just briefly point out that, I will just briefly point out that a lot of what we've been discussing now has been, the nature of Lishma. And we keep coming down to these questions. Is it a positive need for Lishma? And if so, like, a real positive need, like you mamish need to think Lishma, and Mestama is just, you really are thinking Lishma. Or is it just that you shouldn't mess up the identity of the Chetza, like Rochanan? Or is it just the soul of thinking the wrong thing? And we said maybe there's Tzvei Dinim about this, right? Maybe to get kapara for a chet, you need to mamish be thinking the right kavanos. For everything else, just don't mess it up. Or maybe to get ritzah, you need to mamish be thinking the right kavanos. To not mess it up, then, you know, to be kosher, it's enough to just not mess it up. It's interesting, I don't want to get into drush here, right? Chaim already said he doesn't want me to get into drush.
No, no, no.
But if one did want to get into drush, it's fascinating that it is fascinating that I always wonder. I always like to wonder why Masechta start where they start. Now, you could say it's just some random historical process of some technical way of memorization or something, but we tend to assume that there's probably some reason mesechta start where they do.
Yeah.
Of course, some mesechta start exactly where they should start and leave you no question, right? This year we learned Kiddushin starts with Kesef Shtar Biya. I have no complaints about that, right? That makes perfect sense. You know, even Megillah Nikreis Biya, okay, when do you read the Megillah? It's a perfectly reasonable Arba Reshe Shanim Heim. You know, or Arba Avos Nezikin. Right? All of these are very reasonable ways for the mesechta to start. Occasionally you have very questionable ways for the mesechta to start. Like Gittin, for example, which I have a lot to say about, but not for now, for 3 years from now, when we learn Gittin. Why it starts with, when you bring it from Medina Sayyam, you have to say funny nechtav, and not with the actual rules of a normal get, like the etzim get itself.
You should start in the ninth paragraph.
Yeah. Okay, and Zvachim is also a little funny. You know?
Yes.
I might have started from...
Right?
Yeah, if it was up to me, I'd probably have started from Hamisha. I might be just biased by the daily liturgy. But Ezel Mokom Mishal Zvachim, you know, how do you do the Zvachim, etc. Or at least by, you know, how do you do the Avod in some other sense, you know. I probably would have started Perek Hamishi, right? Ezel Mokom Mishal Zvachim. Or, you know, found maybe that someone could come with something else clever. I wouldn't necessarily start with Shalom Lashma. Now here, we start with Shalom Lishma, and from Shalom Lishma we get into Pigel. All these machshavos kachim. Basically, we spend... I'm not saying we spend the whole first four prakim on machshavos, because a lot of the dinim of avoda, you know, zarin, because we're going to other things, come up, although most of them come up like as a segue from machshava. Why do we start with the first four prakim on machshava? So, one could easily say, meaning, you know, perhaps I'll be Derech Drush, and that's fine. Maybe this is appropriate for Derech Drush. One could say that, no, we davka start from Machshava and not from Ezel Mokom Mishal Zvachim because of, to summarize in two words, you know, like Sefer Yeshaya, right? What does he say? He says, the point of Karbanos is not to bring a present to God because God needs your presence. The point of Karbanos is that it should be some internal process, that it's an expression of your internal relationship with Hashem, that it has to reflect some sort of spirituality. Right, it's worth repeating that Rav Lichtenstein commented quite a number of times. He said that that the liberals like to quote Sefer Yeshaya and a few other Nevi'im. You probably heard this either from him or from me quoting him before. And what does Yeshaya say? Don't bring me karbanos if you oppress widows and orphans, etc., etc. So the liberals like to take that and say what Yeshaya was saying, that karbanos aren't important. What's important is social justice. And I mean, some of the liberals ignore the fact that Yeshaya wasn't just social justice. He also says, don't bring any Karbanos if you don't keep Shabbos. Shabbos and social justice and, you know, and maybe Shabbos is also social justice. Right. Right. I know. They always have on Channel 10, when they do the both sides, they interview the small makolot owner who says, no, now that, you know, this big reshet opened on Shabbos, I don't have a day with my family anymore because I have to compete, etc. Okay, could be. But anyway, the Rav Lichtenstein likes to point out. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Rav Maidan likes to say that's the difference between Shabbos of the Dibros Rishonos and Shabbos of the Dibros Shneos. Okay, not our topic. Too off topic for now. Rav Lichtenstein likes to say, the liberals like to say that Yeshaya was saying, we see karbanos aren't important, social justice and other things are important. And he says, of course, they misunderstood Yeshaya Legamre. It's not that he's saying that karbanos aren't important, social justice is. It's that he's saying karbanos are more important. Karbanos are so holy and so important that you can't do them without the prerequisites. Social justice, you could do without prerequisites. Even without karbanos, you could still do social justice. But karbanos are so important that don't have the chutzpah to think you can do it without all the prerequisites. That karbanos are advanced course. You need the prerequisites first. So karbanos are so important that if you do karbanos without having a holy lifestyle, then they're worthless. Because they're more important. I mean, that's Pashup Shad and Sefer Yeshaya, once you pointed out. This was not an example of Rav Lichtenstein's brilliance in figuring out something that was not obvious. This is an example of the more useful type of brilliance in figuring out something that is obvious, but no one quite put their finger on how to express before. But if you look at karbanos, ultimately, maybe Chazal are telling us that karbanos are a very ritualized process. Very physically ritualized process, And, you know, you could easily lose sight of the spiritual aspect of them. And therefore, how do Chazal express that? Okay, maybe elsewhere they give you a little I mean, they have lots of drushes about how you have to have the inside, not just the outside in karbanos, but that's not a halachic expression. The way Chazal hinted that through their halachic expression is they start with machshava. They say, you know what? Now, even though the machshava is also a technical halachic discussion, they say, we're starting the masechet by telling you that you have to have the right machshavos when you bring your karbanos, and what a right machshavos means? Lishma, meaning that this karban that I'm bringing should be an expression of this spiritual journey of this particular person in his spiritual needs. Right? If this person needed to bring a chattas, it should be for chattas of Ruvain. If this person needed to bring an ola, it should be ola of Ruvain or ola of Shimon. And maybe Chazal are hinting to us here at the very beginning, don't start with Ezel Mekalman, start with Lishma and Shalom Lishma as a hint that the machshava is really Iker in Karbanos, and it's not just a drush hint, as we see, it's also a halachic reality in that it's quite possible, this is just a drush hint. You don't actually need any machshavos, but it's quite possible we've seen that, no. Maybe you don't need machshavos to have a bare bones kosher carbon in a certain case, but if you want to be ritzoi, if you want kapara, then you need to actually think when I am being zorik this dam, that I am being zorik this dam as an expression of Ruvain's desire for kapara. I am being zorik this dam as an expression of Shimon's desire for shlemos or for aliyah or whatever it may be, and then it works very nicely. Okay,
I explained the last mission of Perek Ravi, Daf Mem Vav. Should it come either at the beginning or right after the first
mishnah? No, it's the brackets of this unit. It's the brackets of the four pakim machshava, right? We start with Shlomo Lishman, and we end with the maximum Lishman Lishim, Shisha Devarim, and maybe that's like saying, okay, here's the end, now the summary, the ending of the four units of Machshava is L'shem Shisha Dvarim, and there we go all the way with L'shem Isha, and L'shem Reach, and Nichobach, and Hashem, etc. So I think Adaku works very nicely. Yes. I'm not showing chaotic structure. I don't do that kind of thing. I just mean, like, beginning and end is already not too literary. please. Now, the last thing we just have to deal with is a funny Rambam, which the Meiri claims is based on Yerushalmi. The only problem being that we can't find such a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Pesachim, he claims. Pashas is no Yerushalmi Zvachim, even though in one place the Rambam writes otherwise. Right? We know in one place the Rambam writes there are five Siddurim of Yerushalmi. Which is why, about 100 years ago or so, someone actually found an ancient manuscript, published Yerushalmi and Zvachim with the Perush, and it took him a couple weeks to realize he had forged it just to make money. It was hard to make money as a Talmud Chacham in those days. So the honest ones were just poor, and they did Pasta Melech Tochal, etc. And the dishonest ones forged Yerushalmis and Tzvachim. But the Meiri claims this is Yerushalmi and Pesachim, which it could have been, except for the fact that it's not in our copies of Yerushalmi. Says the Rambam, an interesting Chiddush, which is really also from left field. It's striking to me that when it comes to Stomas and Lashem Chulins, the Rambam is chock full of chidushim that you would never have thought from just reading the Gemara. Right? What have we said? The Rambam has this chiddush by Stoma. He says, Olin Shlomim Davki. He might mean something, he might not. The Rambam, okay, here the Rambam is not a chiddush. And here's another chiddush of the Rambam. Says the Rambam, in Perek Tesvav Halach Yidal, Shulim Kedoshim, HaPesach Sheshachto Machshev Hashina Hashem, Bein Sheshina Shmol Lashem Zevach Acher, Bein Sheshino Lashem Chulin, Pasol. Shneh Amar V'Amar Zevach Pesach Hula Hashem. Even L'shem Chulin is possible. Says the Rambam, now this, not like Chachas according to any opinion, not like Olin Shlom according to any opinion, this is a new opinion, which is that it's against the rule of Lav Miolo Machirba. The rule was something that's out of the ballpark, doesn't ruin it. Says the Rambam, but it's a Mefurish Rambam. There's no two ways about it. Says the Rambam, Shachat Pesach L'shem Chulin Pasol Ligamri Pasol Mamish. This is a tricky one. And then he brings a pasuk Va'amartem Zevach Pesach Hu L'Hashem. And what seems to be the now the Gemara actually uses this pasuk for Pesach Shalom L'Shmo being Pasol. Zevach Pesach, it has to be L'shem Pesach. So here's what's tricky. He's quoting, meaning if the Rambam had just said, HaPesach Sheshachtu B'Hasheva Shini Hashem, which means what we call Shini Kodesh, Pasol Shenemar V'Hamartin Zevach Pesach L'Hashem, would just be quoting a Gemara a few blocks from here. Pesach is Pasol because you need Zevach Pesach Zvicha L'shem Pesach. The Rambam adds, even L'shem Chulin is Pasol. So why is even L'shem Chulin Pasol? So, where does he get this idea from? So, says the Kesef Mishnah and the Meiri, it's a, why? Says the Kesef Mishnah and the Meiri, it's a Gzeiros HaKosov of Zevach Pesachu LaHashem. LaHashem means for Kachem and not for Chulin. Right? L'shem Kachem and not L'shem Chulin. Normally you say Lavmina Lomachrba, but by Pesach you have a special requirement of L'shem Kodshim and not L'shem Chulin, Zevach Pesach Hu L'Hashem. Now,
that's me in Yanu, because you do have to eat it.
Aha, so hold that thought. So, hold that thought for a moment. Now, here it gets a little tricky, because you never know what to do with these Xeris HaKasuvs. Meaning, is it just Xeris HaKasuv is Zehu? It's Xeris HaKasuv that by Pesach, Lavmina Lomachrba. Or is there some like svara behind this Xeris HaKasuv, right? And Joel asks, what do I mean a svara behind Xeris HaKasuv? It's a svara who needs Xeris HaKasuv. The answer is, it's not a svara mucharachas. It's not an obvious svara. It's a svara that you could have said, could have not said. The Xeris HaKasuv comes, tells us to say the svara. Says Joel, he wants to say a svara, which is the exact same as the Orsamach's first answer. What's Joel's svara? I actually happen to like this svara a lot. That by Pesach, Chulin is, in one word? Is Mina. Chulin is not Mina of other Kachim, but Chulin is Mina of Pesach. Why would Chulin be Mina of Pesach? Because, what's the difference between Pesach and all other Karbanos?
You have to eat it.
Okay, well, you sort of have to, in some sense, eat other Karbanos, but if I can find this Mishnah in the seventh Perek of Pesach, says the Mishnah, HaPesach Shabbat Batoma Necho Batoma. Every other carbon that you bring Batoma, like it's Doche Toma, you don't eat it. But Pesach you eat, even if the Amishol is Tomei. Shalobah Mitchilaso El Achila. The whole reason it came was for Achila. Pesach is unique among all carbonos. It only comes for Achila. Pesach only comes for Achila. You see, this has many nafkaminas. Like, for example, we paskin. If you have a carbon chatas or a shlamin, let's say all the meat gets tummy. But you have a little chilev left. Can you still sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach? Yeah, because the carbon's still around. The chilev goes in the mizbeach. By carbon Pesach, if all the meat is tummy and all you have left is chilev, you can't sprinkle the dam. Because there's no chima of a carbon Pesach with just the chilev. The only chima of the carbon Pesach if you eat it. Pesach is unique in that it's there for eating. Right? After all, what's the real mitzvah? The real mitzvah is not to bring the carbon Pesach, the real mitzvah is to eat the carbon Pesach at the Pesach Seder, right? If you think about it, all the other carbonos, the ikar mitzvah is to bring the carbon, and then we eat it. But, you know, we eat it at our convenience, etc. Pesach, the whole point is to have, is to be able to eat it at the Pesach Seder. The ikar, lo ba, mitchil lo ba, l'achila, the ikar is to eat it at the Pesach Seder, al matzos umorim yochluhu. Right? Now, it's only a keen to eat something if you eat something that was brought as a carbon Pesach. Right? But the ikar is to eat it at the Seder. So what Joel is saying, this is what the Yerushalmi suggests in his first answer, is that when it comes to chatas l'shem chulin, that's lav mina, that's out of the ballpark. L'shem chulin is not similar to chatas. When it comes to olah l'shem chulin, that's lav mina, that's out of the ballpark. When it comes to Pesach l'shem chulin, maybe that's not so crazy. Maybe that is similar enough. After all, Pesach I'm shechting in order to eat. Why do I shecht chulin? In order to eat. If I didn't want to eat it, I wouldn't have shechted it, right? So it could be that Chulin and Pesach, now I know, of course, someone will tell me that in Shlomim it's very important to eat, and in Chatas it's important to Kohanim eat. I know these things are important. And I know Pshut Shal Mikra eating is very central to the Shlomim. But the Iker Kiyum of all these other Karbanos is Bezrikas Hadam. By Pesach, the Achila, well, it's a Machlok, is whether Achila is Ma'akev or not, but at least the possibility for Achila is Ma'akev. By Pesach, lo ba'ad l'achila. So maybe you could say, that's what Joel says, that you could say, and maybe this is what's under the Xeris HaKasuv, right, says the Or Sameach in his first answer. He says, Chulin is
the min of Pesach, even though chulin is not the min of other kachim, because other kachim are primarily for hakrava. Therefore, chulin has nothing to do with them. Pesach, which for achila, could actually very easily be confused with chulin. It's only a fine line between Pesach and it's a fine line between Pesach and chulin. Especially keep in mind, I hope I'm not making a mistake here, but Pesach comes from Pesach Mitzrayim, right? It's supposed to be a remembrance, a reenactment of Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim, they didn't have Mizbeach, right? They put the blood on their doorposts instead, yeah. Right? It wasn't a real hakrava. It was be'ikar and achila. Now, I understand, it was not just an achila. So maybe Pesach is unique because chulin's not really so different from Pesach, and therefore, since it's not really so different, it's in the ballpark, it has the power to ruin it. That's one derech, if you want to say
that. That's just like a kind of stencil, you mean. When he says that he has a kind of stencil when he talks about how come the Rambam counts the Achilas HaKorban Pesach as a mitzvah nifredet, and he doesn't count the Achilas Chatos.
Right, because the Achilas Chatos is a side point of the Asiyas Chatos, and the Achilas Korban Pesach is the Iker, absolutely. There are other answers as well. I'll just point out that the Karen Oreb gives a more technical answer. He says, this is really not midin shel lishma. Okay, I'm not sure I love that just because if it's not really midin shel lishma, maybe it shouldn't have been in this parak. He says, by Pesach, if anyone ever learned Maseches Pesachim, Eli did, right? Everyone's looking to say, you're a Pesachim man. There are other psulim in Karban Pesach. What other psul is there in Karban Pesach that is found in Maseches Pesachim and only mentioned Agav Orcha in our Masechet? Shelo l'ochlav. Only in Shechita, when you shech Karban Pesach, shelo l'ochlav, shelo l'mnuyav, etc. When you shech Karban Pesach for the sake of someone who can't eat it, that's a psul in the Karban Pesach. Not midin shinui bailam. It's different. Even if the guy's a bailam. Let's say the guy's a bailam. Just, he's very sick and he can't eat. Right? Or if he's an oril. Right? or if he's tameh and most of the tzibur is tahar, etc. Right? Those are all shelo l'ochlav. That is a psul in Karban Pesach. Right? And that's not to the Shinui Bailam. It's because of Shelo L'Ochlav. So, says the Karen Ora, you know why this is pasul? Not midin Shinoi Kodesh. Not midin Shelo L'Shma. Midin Shelo L'Ochlav. Why? Because, now here you can take it in two ways. Because, excuse me. Because since you're shechting it for Chulin, you're not thinking that anyone will eat it as a Karban Pesach. And that's Shechita Shelo L'Ochlav. Now, of course, he added something in. Because when you shech L'Shem Chulin, you are thinking people will eat it. But, the Karen Ora is on the sheet. Says the Karen Ora, Nera de L'Shem Chulin havi k'mo Shelo L'Ochlav, de v'chulin lo shayich ochlen u'menuyim. I mean, it's not the same kind of achilah. So says the Karen Ora, says that. It's midin Shelo L'Ochlav. Okay, I'm not sure I love that just because then maybe it should have been Hilchos Karban Pesach. Well, then you could say no, since it was came up Agav Orcha here, they Rambam threw it in. Maybe it's midin Shelo L'Ochlav. The Arsenach, the second answer, and the Evan Azal and others say that maybe it's a little more complicated than that. When you shecht it L'Shem Chulin, that implies that the Bailam will bring a different Karban Pesach. And if they bring a different Karban Pesach, they can't be Manoy on two Psachim. So therefore, they would have to eat the other Karban Pesach. And if they eat the other Karban Pesach, then they can't eat this Karban Pesach. And therefore, it's a little Ochlav. So they make it a little more complicated. Okay, that has to do with the Rambam Karban Pesach, Perek Beis, which I won't get into. So, yesh amal daver, but just to summarize, the Rambam throws in this curveball about Pesach, l'shum chulin, which is not hinted at anywhere in Shas. The Rambam makes up that there's, I mean, doesn't make up there's a case, you could imagine the case, but makes up that there's a discussion of Pesach Shem Chulin, and says Pasul Gamri. Total surprise us. Why? What happened to Lamin Lo Machriba? So either just Gzeirus HaKosov, that Pesach has to be L'Shem Hashem, which means L'Shem Kodshim, not L'Shem Chulin, or a, which I really tracked it to, the Yor Sameach's first answer, that here it is Mina. Chulin is similar to Pesach, just not similar to all other Kodshim. Because Pesach is Bala Achila, so therefore Chulin is similar enough that it could ruin it. Or maybe you could say it's been a different din called Shelo L'Ochlav. Pesach has some separate psulin in Maseches Pesachim that if you shecht it not
for the sake of people eating it, and just add in parentheses, people eating it as a Pesach, then it's possible. So maybe there's a different psul of shechting it so that people, not so that people eat it as a Korban Pesach. So one of these three reasons will probably explain the Rambam in about Korban Pesach. Okay. I think that's about all we're going to say about shechting l'shem chulin. Okay. There are a few interesting gittin in Yonim that, you know, we'll come back to when we learn Maseches Gittin. It won't be so long. We should all be in good health for 3 years, and then I may have Esrim, and we'll come back to this in Maseches Gittin.
So you're leaving us at the end with Shelo Lishma and Lashem Chulin as being the same thing as an axiom. How are we left? How are we going to...
No, Lo Lishma is very different,
no,
right?
The theory.
No, what I'm basically leaving you is that L'shem Chulin might not have the active soul of Shelo Lishma, but doesn't have the active thought of Lishma, right? Doesn't have a negative Shelo Lishma, doesn't have a positive Lishma. I'll just point out one thing.
I know he doesn't do it.
What?
It says the svar of the grid, even though he doesn't do it like that.
Right. I'll just point out one interesting thing that is a diuk you might make in Rashi here in the next 2 minutes, which is not really about Gittin. Rashi on the fourth line of Gimel Malf, the Ein Breira. Rashi says, why is Ein Breira? Griya mistam, it's worse than stam. The Shem of Shasha Nichtav L'hoyim B'dayto Shal Ba'al Azol Ve'intuk Shem Acheres. Because maybe at the time he wrote it, he wasn't thinking of this wife, he was thinking of the other wife. It's interesting how when Rashi quotes the Mandamer Ein Breira, meaning there's no retroactive clarification, you could have quoted the Mandamer Ein Breira in two ways. If I would say Ein Breira, there's no retroactive clarification. Like, for example, I say, by the way, this is very halacha l'maisa. We'll see. The Gemara says you buy wine from the Kutim, you don't have time to be mafresh, you say, whatever two lugim are mafresh tomorrow are now truma. Retroactively clarified to now be truma. Yes, Erev Shabbos b'nei shmashos, and whatever... 10 Lugamar, now Meiser, and etc., etc., etc. If you hold Yesh Breira, great. Whatever your Mafresh Basof is retroactively clarified to have been, and you're good. What if you hold Ein Breira? If you hold Ein Breira, there are two ways to understand what happens if you hold Ein Breira. And this is a famous machlokes in Rashi versus most Baalei Tosfos all over Shas. If I say Ein Breira, there's no retroactive clarification, then what was Truma retroactively? What are the two options? Nothing. Meaning there's no retroactive clarification, so nothing was truma, right? Or something, but we don't know what, right? When you say Ein Breira, do you say, right, what I'm saying is, I want one of these two things and I'll decide later. That's Breira. If you hold Yesh Breira, it works. Retroactively, it's decided. If you hold Ein Breira, then it doesn't work. But then what happens? Rashi all over Shas, and he sounds like this here also, except for one place, which is tricky. They're not going to go into it in the third part of Gittin. Rashi Olvisha says, you know what? If Ein Breira, then it was Chal. We just don't know on which. And Rashi says, if I say what I pick later will be Truma and Ein Breira, then Truma is Chal. And every single drop might be Truma, might not. And whenever I drink, maybe that was the Truma. that's Rashi. The Toso says, if you hold Ein Breira, it's not Chal at all. And the same thing, like for Gittin, if I say, this get should be valid the minute before I die. Then Rashi says, if Yesh Breira, then it works. The minute before you die, it's a get, and that way she's potter from Yibam, that was a common thing. The Rashi says, if Ein Breira, then every minute, it might or might not be Chal. And we never know when it was Chal. It's just an irresolvable suffix. And Tosfos says, if Ein Breira wasn't Chal, there's no get at all. So there's a fundamental halachos with Rashi and Tosfos and most of Shas. Rashi says, the Mandarin Yesh Breira says, it's retroactively clarified, and it's Chal now, the way I want. If you hold Ein Breira, does that mean it's Chal now, but randomly? Or does that mean it's not Chal at all? Famous machlokas Rashi and Tosfos about Shas. That, by the way, you could have many nafgaminas, for example.
It would be Tevel if it's not Chal at all?
Yes, the nafgamina is it Tevel, or is it Taroves, Truma, and, right? Every cup is Safek Truma. Right, so basically, if I say whatever I pick later should be Truma, and then I drink a cup, if you hold Yesh Breira, I'm drinking Chulin. Great. If you hold Ein Breira, according to Tosfos, I'm drinking Tevel. According to Rashi, I'm drinking Suffolk Truma. This, by the way, can have a big nafgamina, I'll just point out. This can have a big nafgamina There's a big machlokas nowadays about whether we hold yesh bir or ain bir in Trumas or Maestros. It was a big machlokas in Tanarim also, in that case of the that we mentioned. Big machlokas nowadays. One of the differences between regular Rabbanut Kashrus and Mahadran Kashrus is whether you rely on Brera. Right? Mahadran Kashrus does not rely on Brera. The Mashgiach goes and he picks this up and says, this is the Truma on that. The non-Mahadran Kashrus relies on Brera. What happens? The Mashgiach can't actually make it. He just says, they're going to get a delivery now, so whatever I come and take later, after they sell half of it, should be Truma from now. And therefore, what they sell will be Chulin, I'll take the Truma. Or, and if they're really stuck, whatever the restaurant ends up having left over at the end of the day and throwing out should be Truma from now, and whatever the customers eat should be Chulin. Right? So this is a big, big machlokas. The Chazon Ish was against Brera and Trumas or Maestros nowadays. We won't get into why. Big machlokas whether Yesh Brera or Ain Brera and Trumas or Maestros nowadays. What? It also comes up in Challah, for sure, right? Can I say Challah is the same as Trumas or Maestros in almost all cases? Right? That's part of the machlokas. So, Pashas, we paskin Yesh Brera, and therefore it's not the end of the world. But interestingly, here's an interesting case. What if you hold like the Chazon Ish that Ain Brera? And the Mashgiach is Mafresh Al Yidei Brera? Then there's a big difference between Rashi and Tosos. According to Tosos, nothing was Chal. So you could always take it home and be Mafresh, and then you're safe. According to Rashi, if Ain Brera and Mashgiach is Mafresh with Brera, then there's random Truma here and you don't know what it is, and you can't even fix it anymore. You can't even take it home and be Mafresh again because it was already Mafresh. You just don't know which it is. So Rashi is a big Chumra nowadays. Okay, so that's the machlokes, whether we say Truma Vzanazez Drabanan, or whether we say that Truma Vzanazez has an Iker Midoraisa, it's been Iker Midoraisa, just missing some technical condition. Okay, so that's true. That's a big tzad l'haka, which is why, again, don't worry too much, because Me Ikaradin, we really can't rely on Brera. But it's just an interesting nafkamina. If someone doesn't rely on Brera, then according to Tosos, Ain Brera, they could just buy it and fix it themselves. According to Rashi, Ain Brera, it's too late to fix. Because it was more fresh. You just don't know which part is which. So you're just stuck. So that's a big chumra would come out according to Rashi.
Chumra and Tosos, if you ate some of it without being mafresh,
okay, but both of those are pretty. Yeah, you're right. But both of those are pretty bad. I would say that the chumra of Tosfos above Rashi is if you are a kohen tahar, which is hard nowadays. Then according to Rashi, even if ain brewer, you could still eat it because you eat the chulin, you eat the maishah, and you eat the truma. It's all mutter for a kohen tahar.
What about the trumas maishah
and for a kohen? Right, for a kohen.
We have to be mafresh.
No, but he did that also in that case. Okay, so that's just something, a little tidbit to take with you about contemporary halacha l'maisa. What I want to continue next time is I want to get into a little taros because Kachin was not challenging enough. Because that's the next Gemara. Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara continues the discussion of Chatas Shem Chulin by comparison to Kli Cheres. So I want to go through the Gemara. Basically, from the middle of Gimel and Aleph till the end of Gimel and Beis. What?
Do you want to skip it?
Skip Taros? No, we can't skip Taros. That's so mean. Anyway, I'll send out Makoros, but Be'ikar, it's a hard Gemara. So let's work on the Gemara from the middle of Gimel and Aleph till the end of Gimel and Beis, and I'll send out more Makoros.